Valentine's Day, of course, a big holiday at in our family with three girls, two 10-year-olds, a 7-year-old girl, and a 7-year-old boy. But the big discussion, Charles Blow, op-ed columnist with The New York Times, who's here in the studio with me, the big story around our dinner table last night was this story about Chris Brown and Rihanna. It's not clear whether there are going to be assault charges here, but it's already a very serious situation. Chris Brown reportedly dating Rihanna, an altercation, domestic violence. It's certainly a discussion among my children, but as you've discovered, it's also maybe an indication that there's a lot more going on in some of these teenage and young relationships bordering on violence that maybe we all should be paying more attention to. Charles Blow, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So this relationship erupts, but you say it's not atypical based on the kinds of things you're looking at.
No. There about 10% of all children between in ninth grade and 12th grade say that their boyfriend or girlfriend in the last 12 months has hit, slapped, or hurt them on purpose. So that's 10% of the population. And that number has risen slightly over the years. I think they started taking this measure in 1999. And the last time they did the survey, it was at the highest level it had ever been since the time they started taking the survey.
Now, is this because of inputs that relate to family stress or parental behavior, or is this a culture of violence that's developing within the community of young people here?
I think it's all of those things. Part of it is that, you know, the media has made them accustomed to the idea that hitting is okay. You know, in movies you see people slap people and who are hysterical, and then they straighten up. You see a lot of violence in the people who are the stars of movies, whether they be action heroes or what have you. So there becomes a culture of violence. In addition to that, there are other kind of interesting social trends that are tracking with this that are going in opposite directions. So that 10% number may actually be lower than the real prevalence of this violence.
Really? Hmm.
One of the reasons is that the universe of daters is shrinking even as this number of people who say their boyfriend or girlfriend has hit them is going up.
Now, what does that mean?
That means that there's a group called Child Trends that tracks the prevalence of dating among teenagers.
Right.
And over the same period, from 1999 to present, they have seen a dramatic drop in the percentage of 12th graders who say that they date frequently, and a dramatic increase in the frequency of those who say that they never date.
Now, that's not because they've taken up chess or anything, is it?
Not at all. That's part of what they call the hookup culture. Kids are less and less likely to pair off individually for what we would consider an official date. And they're less and less likely to identify another person as a boyfriend or girlfriend.
So it's another category of being single.
Right.
It's single, devoid of relationship,
right,
but very sexually active.
Right. And so there's a semantic difference in the way that they're asking the question. And in fact, the CDC, who asked the question on violence. Admits as much, because they never ask the kids whether or not you have a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they say that some of the no category could in fact be people who were hit but don't have someone who they would officially label a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Well, this creates an interpretive problem. I mean, you know, I was looking at Chris Brown, of course, has these fabulous videos. He's an incredible dancer. He's got hit music and has been in movies. And I was shocked that he's only 19.
Yes.
And Rihanna is about as young.
She's 20.
She's 20. Right. And, of course, she is a very talented musician who had that great hit Umbrella a couple of summers ago that I still can't get out of my
head. I don't think anyone can get that.
My kids play it all the time. You know, for two people who are in such a celebrity spotlight, it's an additional pressure.
I think that's probably true. But I think that what this highlights is that this violence stretches across kind of all kind of social economic categories. It stretches across all kind of racial barriers. It is prevalent in every category, and I think that's important to for people to realize.
And Chris Brown has also lost endorsements as a result of this. There's been a real serious backlash. Could this be, because celebrities, of course, are followed so much, particularly by young people, an opportunity to focus on domestic violence and violence among teenagers?
I absolutely think so. It's ironic that this happened the Sunday. It was right on the tail end of, you know, teen violence and dating awareness week.
Was
last week, and it kind of happened. So it does point the spotlight on that issue,
and could possibly be a positive opportunity for, you know, education. I don't want to say teachable moment. It's so public radio to say that. You know, it's a little nauseous, actually. But Charles Blow, thanks so much for sharing that information.
Sure.
Charles Blow, op-ed columnist with the New York Times, here in the studio. This is Chris Brown and Elmo together.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.